Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. This is from Raina in Miami. Raina says, I'm a housekeeping supervisor, and my husband works at a hotel too, at the same hotel. Occasionally we have sex in vacant rooms because it's a fantasy of his. He asked me to ask one of my girls that works here to join us. Should I risk my job to please my man?
What?
Why?
That's just about the job.
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, this is just me now.
Okay.
I know this ain't what the question is, but let me just go out on a limb.
Go ahead. I
want
to hear this.
He done been in some other rooms without you. I'm just going to put that out.
That's for sure.
Because if you have the audacity to ask your wife to have somebody else join you.
Out of the blue?
How you bring that conversation?
No.
But how he comfortable bringing it up? See, it's too much going on. So y'all ain't going to be at that hotel much longer. I'm just going to tell you that.
Because she is going to risk her job and do it.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she-
All right. We're moving on to Johnny in Cincinnati. Johnny. Johnny says, I got free tickets to the rap.
Oh, can I say one other thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been in hotels for my entire career now. I have not seen a lot of people I wanted to go in the room that work at the hotel. I'm just going to say.
The housekeeper.
You just want them to come and clean up, right?
Maybe I missed it, but I've not seen a lot of people I wanted to go in the room with.
Okay. Point made. Yeah. Moving on now to Johnny.
Everybody clean my room look like my aunt.
I got free tickets to a rap concert. My wife didn't want to go, so I invited her younger sister. My wife said her sister wasn't going either. The sister is mad because I took one of my boys instead. My wife said no, so what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to take one of your boys.
That's right.
If your wife say her sister ain't going, she not going.
Uh-uh.
But you care about your sister being mad at you? Okay, you can have, okay, here go your option. You can have her little sister mad at you, or you can have her mad at you.
Okay.
Which one you want?
You better go on down there with Leonard.
Not Leonard.
Oh.
Well, his name is
Somebody scream.
All right, moving on to Eve in South Haven. Eve says, my child's father is sleeping with the mother of his first child, but I can't prove it. She sent me a picture of him sleeping on her sofa. He said he was tired and passed out. Who do I believe? If he's innocent, why would he be sleeping at her house?
He slept at her house. That's a fact. You got the picture. He ain't even lie. He said he was tired.
Mm-hmm. And he passed out.
Your question is tired from what? Did he fall asleep or did he get put to sleep? That's all. We just got to look at it.
She's not asking the right questions. Gotcha.
She took a picture of him sleep and sent it to her. Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the show.
See? Uh-huh. Okay, last one, Steve. Moving on to Golden in Edgewater. Golden writes, my 30th wedding anniversary is coming up, and my husband wants to have plastic surgery instead of a party. I think he looks great for his age. Who is he trying to impress?
Where is he getting this at? What are you getting done?
She didn't say. But they've been married for 30 years. What do you think?
I had a partner of mine recently tell me he was thinking about getting something done to his face. I immediately looked at him and went, it's not going to help.
Oh, wow. It just came out.
He said, but damn, dog, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I said, dog, unless you're doing total, complete reconstructive surgery, it's not, you can't fix one area. No, he said, no, I'm going to get my jaw fixed. It ain't your jaw, dog.
What did he want to get done to his jaw?
Ain't nobody ever said you got a ugly-ass jaw. I don't know what he getting done. We never even got to that. Because I'm not entertaining this conversation with you, man. You're 68 years old. I'm going to get my face done. You ain't no white woman, man. What is your black ass finna do?
What do you want, a facelift or a nose job?
I just told him it wasn't going to work, man. He said,
I'm
just
yeah.
I've been looking at him for, probably I've known this cat 50-some years.
Wow.
There is, listen to me.
So even when he was
there's
young.
There's no one thing he could do to his face to fix it.
Wow.
So he friend, has you
several
are.
Facial issues. And I'm not a plastic surgeon. But I don't think he had the money to do what he needed.
The money? He needed a new face.
A whole face.
A whole
looking
new
at him.
Face.
I don't even know where this came from. I don't even know where this came from.
Wow.
You know, he got divorced about 5 years ago.
And
I said, dog, he called me, man, I know you done been through it before, man, help me out. I said, bro, I can't help you, you got to pay.
What?
You got to pay. And then, what did he get a divorce for?
No, what did he, you said he knew you had been through it, you had gone through it before. He meant the divorce?
Yeah,
I thought you meant plastic surgery at first.
I can't fix my face. I've looked at it, and it is just... This is it.
You're rich, okay? You don't even need to have that conversation. That's You're it. Rich.
I'm just, my boy came here and told me he finna get something done to his face, and I just told him, stop right here. It's not gonna change nothing. Just can't get one thing. It's like, okay, like, look at the show right now. Like, like if Tommy needed surgery, what one thing would he have to do? Tommy, if you could do one thing to your face, what would it be? Just one thing. You had to pick one thing to do. What would you do?
One thing on my face.
You know, he thinks
oh, just
cute.
His face?
He thinks he's cute.
I thought you would want leg extensions.
Because they can do that now.
Yeah, that's all I meant.
Okay, keep going.
Junior, what would you do?
Well,
you know
face,
what you're going to do.
What I'm going to do, Tom?
You're going to put some hair on. Hold up. Junior, what would you do to your face? Just your face?
Oh, I was going to get my a nose job. I'll get my nose a little bigger. I don't like how this...
What's wrong with your
bigger?
Yeah,
bigger?
Not too big, just a little bigger.
Well, if you don't get a goatee and get some hair on your damn face... You would want a bigger nose.
I've never heard of it.
Black dude
I thought you would sympathize with
what?
Me on that, huh?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Shots
fired. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. It's like it's wrong.
Now, you do have a nose.
You get a bigger nose.
You got a nose.
Yeah, though, my... Look at my nose. Look how little my nose is on.
Yeah, you look like you can't breathe. That's what it is.
You got a cute nose.
I said that, you know, because it's not proportional. That's why I said that. It's just not proportional. Oh, my nose not. That's all.
I've never heard of them doing bigger.
You ever had
noses.
A mustache, Junior?
God, what does that matter to you, Tom?
It's a hair. I just.
All right, that's Ask the CLO for today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Korean for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.